Welcome to another episode of the Apprentice Window Cleaner. We have got Christopher Cloak on today. Hello, Chris.
How you doing, mate? You're right.
Yeah, not bad at all. Both our voices have changed now. We've gone into like
We're in a
professional voice.
Professional mode. We're doing it professionally now.
Well, thanks for joining us today. First of all, do you want to just introduce yourself and let people know who
you
are?
Yeah, absolutely. Not from a lot of people probably recognise my name from Facebook forums. My name's Christopher Cloak, former partner and business owner of Softwash Train Solutions. That's no longer available and obviously about at the moment, but we will come on to that later on. I'm obviously an owner of ProClean Direct, which is an external cleaning company. I've been in the industry 12 years now. It's been an interesting journey. Every day is a different day, obviously, with this. Like a lot of you guys, obviously started off pressure washing, from which you got a bit more into sort of commercial from doing your domestics and then onto gutters. And it's just evolves. And it's like with everyone, we all start somewhere and you're going in the same direction. I can put my hands up and everything. Obviously, 12 years ago, I wasn't an expert. I was in exactly the same position. A lot of you guys at the moment where you're thirsty for knowledge, which is fantastic. It really is great to obviously see. Unfortunately, some of the knowledge obviously being passed out there isn't always the best, really.
Yeah.
It's one of those, and hence obviously doing the training. A lot of people probably see me on the forums. I am to the point where health and safety is a massive thing. It really is. And if anyone knows anything about obviously the chemicals that we use obviously in soft washing, sodium hypochlorite based products or biocides, DDAC, these chemicals aren't very nice. And obviously, Max, you've been on the course, and
yeah.
I think I mentioned it a few times on the course about obviously these chemicals not being very nice.
Yeah, definitely. And the course, really, for me, why I wanted to go on it was I knew when I first got into this industry, the window cleaning was really low risk. And then obviously the higher ticket jobs, you are having to use higher risk chemicals. And I was just always nervous. And I'm just a nervous person, especially when it comes to health and safety. And then if we're having a team below me, I thought if I want to progress in the industry, I've got to up my knowledge on this. And
yeah,
your course was the only one out there at the time. And it was brilliant. And it did reassure me doing it. And also just made me more aware and probably more, not terrified, but just more to make sure that I went by the book, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. So it's one of those things I think with all sort of training, it's we can give you sort of a bit of everything. We go, this is a good bit about, but there is obviously bad things that can happen as well. And it's just being aware, like with life generally, really. If you think of obviously the hazards in a day-to-day life, example, crossing the road, that's a massive hazard. So consciously, you're doing a risk assessment about obviously is it safe? You're looking left and right to cross that road, and obviously that's what we do obviously every day. But again, obviously with soft washing, we're using chemicals, and it's just one of those things you need eyes in the back of your head. Even window cleaning, I'd say is a reasonably a safe occupation. But then again, you think about obviously the wind we had yesterday. I don't know what it's like up your way, but obviously we had quite a bit of wind here, but things like, for example, wind orientation with poles, it's always things that go wrong. And it's just making people aware that take a moment and then from there you go, do you know what? There's a safer way of doing it. And we can all reflect on that. And just think a moment, really, instead of just jumping into something.
Definitely. What kind of gave you the impetus to start a course and start spreading the word? Was it from seeing bad advice on forums, or was it a personal experience, or
it was very much obviously the early sort of days of sort of Facebook. I'd say for our industry, it wasn't as sort of vocal as it is now. And obviously, based in certain surrounding areas, I sort of came across buildings where obviously rendered buildings where they're green, red, black. I was like, there must be a way of obviously cleaning these. And at the time, I was doing quite a bit of commercial work where I was actually doing new build cleaning, example, brickwork, and half the building site were rendered. I was like, right, well, there's obviously going to be something in the future we need cleaning.
So
I started doing a bit of, obviously, due diligence, obviously, YouTube, and there's various sort of companies based around, obviously, doing different processes, steam cleaning, using sodium hypochlorite hypo. And I came across a company called Softwash Solutions, which obviously were doing training at the time. And obviously, great, obviously, Michael Conway was there, and I met, obviously, Kevin. And it was one of these sort of things that I'd, when you meet people, you go, do you know what? We're totally on the same wavelength. And the passion from their group, because they were taught, they were seeing, we were seeing from the same hymn sheet, the fact being that things could be done safer. So that was my sort of introduction to obviously that way of doing it. And bit by bit, came on board as an assistant trainer, which was exciting times, obviously traveling around and obviously training. And it is, I loved it. I loved it. And it was, unfortunately, obviously, we lost Michael, and me and Kevin decided we'd carry on. And obviously, nearly 3 years down the line, we've trained over 420 people.
That's amazing.
It's absolutely loved it. And it really shows that the people out there really want to learn. People want to know about being safe, because I don't know if I mentioned, these chemicals, if used unsafely, they're dangerous, like with anything in life. So it's I really am obviously passionate about the health and safety side of things, that if you can do it a safe way, let's do it a safer way and sort of take a bit of time and everything. But no, it's it's one of those I absolutely love. Obviously, RenderClean is my favorite, roof cleaning, but it's all those ones that you got to enjoy every day, and every day is a different day. So if it's roof clean or render cleaning, it's gutter clean even, which again, this sort of time of year, obviously gutter clean is, it's obviously bread and butter at the moment. It's I don't imagine what it's like for you at the moment, Max. I imagine obviously you're absolutely flat out with that, and the trying to keep on top of the windows as well.
So we all people always say it's a bit of a it's a bit of a what is it? People think window cleaning is seasonal, but for us, and it's a misconception really, because people are going, oh yeah, I bet you're quiet in the winter. But yes, the window cleaning, specifically window cleaning, does drop down a little bit. People saving for Christmas, people just aren't bothered about the windows being a bit dirtier in the winter, or they're not seeing it in the reflections. But the gutter cleaning, it's not even a luxury. If you've got water pouring through your side of your house or through your windows, they need doing, especially businesses, and especially this year with the crazy rain that we've had.
It's been mad.
You've got warehouses getting flooded and all sorts of things that are happening just because the gutters are full. So yeah, that it balances it out for us really.
It's
It's good. What are you like with gutters this time of the year? Do you
I love
advertise for it?
gutters. I love gutters. It's one of those things that I know, obviously, at the moment, obviously people saying it is hard out there. Gutters, every house has gutters, every commercial property pretty much has gutters, so there is an abundance, obviously, work out there. And obviously done safe from the ground. Obviously, I'm a big fan of obviously gut vac systems of Predator. It's a game changer. I've used other vacuums in the past, and it's I was doing bits and pieces with obviously gutter clean, but not what I'm doing now. I'm doing so much more because I've got confidence in the kit, and it is literally just it's doing the hard work for me. But yeah, gut clean, it's busy at the moment, loads of commercial, and it's it's a freak weather. It really is a freak weather we're having. I wouldn't say freak because it's November, we're always having weather like this, but it's a lot more rain at the moment. People haven't been obviously looking after their gutters. It's amazing that not a lot of people know that, like insurance companies, they really expect you to look after, get your gutters clear
Yeah,
once a
they
year. And that's
do.
what we say to a customer, because all of a sudden you get internal problems, obviously mold or leaks or anything like that. And they go, well, when was the last time you had the gutters clean? It's just keeping, it's maintenance, like with anything really. Just got to keep on top of it.
We actually have a care home that they're, and it's quite a big one. They've got three or four sites. Their insurance is invalid if they don't clear their gutters. And then they come around, I know it's a bit extreme. They come around and check and go, that gutter needs clearing. Otherwise, yeah, it's invalid. So that's something to mention to customers, isn't it? Would you give any advice?
Definitely.
Obviously, you're saying it is a little bit quieter and people are noticing it throughout our industry. Do you have any advice for anyone who might be, any tips for anyone who's struggling at the moment or is a bit quieter than normal?
I always say it's all about banging the drum. All right. You need to keep banging that drum. You need to advertise all the time. Even if you, oh, it's really quiet, you need to advertise. I always say to the guys before, so for example, Sainsbury's, they've had a really good week. We go, well, we won't worry about advertising next week. No, you've got to advertise and keep. Social media is a big thing. Facebook, Instagram. And a year ago, I wasn't using TikTok. I was not using it. But now, it's one of those things, people using TikTok aren't just children. It's obviously adults. It's 25-year-olds upwards to 50. They reckon nearly sort of half the country has got access to TikTok. So it's getting that obviously information out there. And obviously by doing obviously social media that way. And I think it's one of those things people just get a bit, not saying blasé, obviously, when they're busy, but it's one of those things, if you continuously keep advertising, it will help you through. It will help you through It's just brand awareness. It really is. It's people obviously getting to know your name out there. For example, people say obviously you see a brand 3 times before you really start noticing it, which I think is the case. I definitely believe that. Obviously, we know our brands. Obviously, I know my brand. I know your brand. I probably know all the brands obviously in my town. Obviously, who's doing what? But normal people don't get excited about obviously who's doing what cleaning wise, but we do. So I always say to people, the best thing to do is advertise and get out there. Also, follow up on old customers. I cleaned your counters last year, Mrs. Jones. Obviously,
Yeah,
how's it
definitely.
going? Would you like to come out again? Offering other services as well. I always say with patios could be slippery. It's another option. Look, is this something you're looking to have done now? Obviously, winter's coming up. It's sort of diversified and networking, 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 networking. I love networking. All the people in Basingstoke, surrounding areas, I've got a great array of people I work with. I've got a guy who obviously does waste removal. I've got a guy who does ovens, carpets. I've got an electrician. I've got a plumber. So Facebook. So it's obviously, you know what it's like, obviously spotted Basingstoke or spotted wherever you are.
Yeah.
People go, can anyone recommend me some waste removal? So I go, yeah, fantastic. I go, bang, Leaping, Pegan, put my teeth in, Leaping Gully, fantastic, fantastic. And obviously recommend him. I'll help his business. Then I'll help obviously a plumber. Then I'll help my guy's an oven cleaner. Then all of a sudden, when someone's looking for render cleaning,
You're the
I've got
guy.
seven, eight people recommending me,
Yeah.
and my name's getting out there. Because you think about, see, like people, and I never always find it's the people obviously asking the question, looking for advice or service, aren't normally the people that contact me. It's normally someone else going, I've seen your names being mentioned a lot.
Yeah.
Can you come do me a quote? So it's all important. It's definitely get the name out there.
And that's
Flies
free.
as well. Flies help. So, what? How do you find it, Max? What's your sort of great tip for these side of things?
To be honest, it's just echoing what you said and what you said there about building relationships. That's become really apparent recently. Not just for getting new customers, but working with the people that we work with in terms of, you mentioned gutter vacuum systems earlier. If you treat these guys good, when their shit hits the fan and something goes wrong, they're gonna look after you as well. And it's just we found this
Definitely.
in everything. So we hired a generator the other day, and it just so happens because our generator just packed up. You know, it's gutter season. We need it. We work off generators. So the hire place, I rang them up. And I said, can you get me a generator? And normally, I don't know if you've noticed this, but building trades and big wholesalers of builders, you know, I'm not going to mention any names, but they're not customer service focused. They're just like, it is what it
No.
is. It's black and white. Take it, leave it, wait in line, and we'll serve you when we want. You know, when you're waiting at the desk at these trade counters, they're all just sat there ignoring you. Well, I helped out the hire place the day it just so happened the day before they were panicking because a customer of theirs they were renting out an IBC and they lost a tap. So the customer rang up going, look, we haven't got a tap, how can we get water out of this? And they were the panic in the face. I went, don't worry, I've gone in the van and I just gave them it. Ever since then, it was brand new packaged, it just so happened had it. Ever since then I ring up and so look, the next day, oh, I need a generator. Oh, sorry mate, ours is being serviced at the moment. But I tell you what, we'll come in early. We'll get the team in at 6 a.m. tomorrow. It'll be ready for 7 a.m. And I just
Brilliant.
thought, would they have ever done that if I didn't, you know, built that little bit of a relationship with them before? Because normally it's like, no, it's out. That's the end. It's not ready. We'll get it fixed when we can. But that's say that I would have been letting down six, seven gutter cleans that week if I hadn't have just done that little thing. So building relationships, it is a great one.
It definitely is. It's the relationship across all sort of paths, and it's if you're nice to someone, I think someone's always nice back to you. And I think building those sort of relationships with local other industries, it always
Yeah.
passes dividends. So I pass work continuously back and forth, something. And I think because local people, towns like Basingstoke, people want obviously recommendations from people they can trust. There's obviously, unfortunately, a lot of people obviously out there that don't do a good job. So if you can pass someone on that obviously does a good job, and it helps out, it really
Yeah,
does.
and that does
It's
make a difference as well. Because
a
when you
big thing,
are.
obviously, as we like to say. I
Go on, sorry, Chris.
was about to say it's the old classic synergy, which is a classic line, but everyone working together, you're all like you're saying, about to say one man businesses and sole traders, but helping each other out, it makes a world difference.
It does. And what I'll just touch you back to something you said a second ago. It's recommending a good person who you do trust as well. Not just, I know it sounds bad, but your mate from the pub, or you know, might be a bit of a cowboy. You've got to make sure that if you're recommending a roofer or someone's come and repair the gutters in depth, you're not going to get someone who bodges it, because it does reflect back on your company as well, I think. So that's something I'm really picky about who I recommend. But the people who do recommend, because it's only that one, we send them quite a lot of work. And they've done the same, which is good. So going back on to the Softwash training, what does the future hold for you? What's
The
your
future holds.
plans?
It's one of those, we've taken a bit of a break. It's the side with ProClean at the moment, external cleaning. It's just been so busy, absolutely busy. Various projects going on, and it's been nice. It's been nice. I've a bit of a break away from the training. Not that I was losing passion for the training, but I've gone away and obviously done other training myself. Actually, gone sat the other side of the classroom, which is. It's a new experience. I've not done that for a while, but it's been good. So we're looking obviously sort of next year coming back in, but doing more smaller bespoke training, more smaller instead of obviously for the masses, consultancy as well. So it won't be a case being you come on the course and it's obviously there you go. And obviously we do sort of, as you know, obviously supported in the background, obviously with our Facebook page, but it'd be a bit more like, well, what else can we do? So he wants a bit more health and safety training. Let's look at this. Let's come into your business. Let's obviously go through your RAMs, obviously your cost risk assessments. Let's see how else we can help you. So a bit more sort of boutique, real sort of style. I think last couple of years I was away most year for about 3 months of the year away from
Yeah, it's a
home.
lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot when people start thinking, hold on, I was away pretty much a week every month, and that's I'm getting to an age, obviously, Max. It's just. Want a bit more time at home, a bit more focus. Obviously, have weekend plans and not go right. Well, I can't do anything because I'm away training. So, it's going to happen, but it's going to be in sort of smaller spurts. Obviously, a bit more locals for myself and Basingstoke is a plan, but it's a passion. I just want to carry on helping people. That's the
Nice
thing that
one.
keeps me going. I want people to be safe.
I feel lucky as well to have got into that, to have done the course and grab it while it was there. And I'm sure the 420 people feel lucky as well, because again, that the Softwatch group is still alive. If you attended the course, and you do put a lot of time and effort into that, and it really does help a lot of people out. So thank you for that. And I'm sure, and it's a great community, like you say, people do help each other out on there as well.
It's great. For example, I've known people where they needed a spider, and obviously they jumped on. I've seen Paul that gone across the country to obviously help out in a job. It's phenomenal. It really is. It really is people helping out. Obviously, right. I'm sure buyer side is anything, and someone's like, "Yeah, not a problem. Half hour away. Come meet me." And it's nice. It's a real good sort of community, and it's a philosophy of obviously working together as one team. I could rely. I could say now, if I needed any help, I could put the question on there now, and within minutes, someone would go, "Yeah, not a problem. We can help you out." And I could imagine the same game with you, Max. If you ask, someone would jump and go, "Yeah, not a problem. What do you need? We can help out," which is brilliant. Really is.
No, it is good. For anyone who we'll probably skip this bit, but for anyone who's new to the industry, or even in the industry, and listen to this and doesn't know what Softwash what Softwashing is, in your words, what is it in a kind of basic level, so people can understand that?
It's low pressure. It's a use of biocides to deal with microorganisms and growth. For example, there's biofilm which live everywhere. There's biofilm on your tongue. Biofilm is on a rendered building. You either see it being green, red, black. So soft washing is a technique which obviously using the use of chemicals to obviously deal with those microorganisms and biofilm without the means obviously of pressure washing it. I always explain to a customer, if we can pressure wash your patio, it will look clean, but there still will be microorganisms on there, so they'll recolonize. So obviously it gives a bit more longevity, especially with things like render. You shouldn't be pressure washing render. It will damage it, will scar it. So it's one of those things, obviously using the biocides to deal with all the microorganisms and the biofilm on there is the right way of doing it. Unfortunately, builders don't always say to the client, going, you should really keep on top of this every sort of 2 years, a biocide application. But then that's nice. Obviously, that's obviously how we make money sometimes from it, as you know. It's education. But yeah, it's a great industry. I think we've got a really good industry. It's I still would say it's in its infancy in a way, and I feel that the HSE are aware of what's going on out there. I'm not saying names, obviously, with bad practices, but there's a lot of things going on where people aren't doing what they should be doing and taking advice of forums and Facebook page. And I think people need, if they're serious about it, need to look a bit further into it, because there's obviously environmental things they could be obviously falling foul of, obviously HSE things as well. And as I said, I don't know if I mentioned, these chemicals aren't nice if they're not used correctly. And I think all as an industry, everyone needs to obviously work together to do it as safe as possible, because all it takes is obviously an incident or something else, and then all of a sudden it's a massive crackdown. Insurance companies will go, right, you're uninsurable. They don't want to obviously insure people. See, it's high risk, which obviously using chemicals is high risk. It's one of those ones, again, I will be obviously doing the training in the future, but the information as it stands with obviously the HSE, anyone using a professional grade biocide needs to have taken information instruction and training, like with anything. I know a bit about brain surgery, Max, but I'm not going to start doing brain surgery on anyone. It's always, I'd like to have the correct training, obviously, in the accreditation certificate to say obviously I'm qualified. It's all about covering yourself and making sure you're safe, and obviously doing that. So it's going to get there. The industry is definitely, it's definitely going to improve.
It's good touching on that. I mean, I remember to my first introduction into it was sodium hypochlorite stock to start off with, and I was just instantly worried. I could it smelt, so the neighbors could smell it. I mean, it was on a personal project, so I didn't go straight out to customers. And I did my research online, YouTube, the forums, the best I could, but I was still nervous as hell. And yeah, luckily nothing went wrong, and I did search straight away for some official training on it. But what kind of horror stories have you heard out there? Because I just always think the worst, like just the smell. I thought, God, the neighbors can smell this. What if their cat comes out and starts walking across it, or next
It's
door neighbor's kids come out and start running across it, or I splash it back? So those are the things that you instantly think of. Have you heard of any horror stories out there? Or?
it's which is a good thing. It really is. It's been conscientious, it's been obviously ethical. The fact being, obviously, you're doing something that could affect someone, and you are responsible for your actions. So again, it's always, if you've got a bit of fear, that's good, because obviously you're concentrating, obviously, and you're thinking, hold on, what's the potential risk of something happening? I could probably be here all day, obviously, to talk about obviously incidents. Burns, a prime example, where people obviously aren't wearing correct PPE and gloves. And I've seen the amount of burns, eyes as well, biocide going to people's eyes, where, for example, they've made a homemade pumping system and they're not wearing any glasses, or sudden the hose exploded, and obviously biocide's gone into their eye. And it's one of these things that it's horrendous chemicals. It again at 2.5 sort of percent, which is obviously not sort of the highest sort of concentration. I'd say we're using a DDAC based biocide. Anything more, then you're looking at potential blindness. It's very scary. I know of a guy who recently was there, who's trying to, he had an airlock. Obviously, you know, obviously in water-fed poles, obviously people have done it in the past. Obviously, I'll give that a quick suck through to obviously pull the airlock
Oh,
through.
fuck. No way. Not with chems.
And he's put a mouthful of biocide, burnt
Oh,
all of it
shit.
inside his mouth,
Shit.
blisters. So it's those again, it's eyes, it's all sort of points of obviously entry. Skin obviously is probably the biggest organ. It's that splash and obviously going on someone's arm because they're not wearing, like for example, a cat-free suit, just being covered, just protecting the skin just in case. It's one of those, you never know when something can happen. Obviously, prepare it, and PPE is, yeah, the hierarchy control, it's a last resort, but unfortunately, there's no way, if we're using biocides, we can't alleviate that. We've got to wear PPE. It's one of them. But yeah, it's there's ones obviously falling from height, obviously when people are using ladders and sort of sprayers.
There's a lot of falling from height stories about at the moment, recent active things, and it's just always out there, isn't it? And that's without using chemicals. That's just everyday, day-to-day tasks, and people are falling off ladders. It's scary.
It's one of these things. I think a lot of people need to just go, you can do online courses, working at height courses, ladder courses, just to make them aware, just to do an online course. Go, do you know what? I should think a bit more about, because if people fall from a ladder, we're talking, let's say, a normal sort of size house, that's either potentially life-changing injury or death. It's some the other day, literally a foot off the ground, it's fallen backwards. It's one of those things, alleviate the need for working at height. And yeah, I think unfortunately our industry, there's it's sort of taken a bit like, well, I feel comfortable, I'm going to scrape a roof from a ladder. It's I think people need to look after themselves. I think a bit more and go, hold on, I need to be responsible for my actions. I need to use a scaffold tower, go and do a PASMA course. There's so many courses out there, information to keep you safe. That's what it's all about. It's just being aware of it. And I think a lot of the new people, my best advice for new people coming through is if you're using doing roof cleaning, go and do a PASMA, go and do a working at heights course, do all these little courses just so you understand. Because it's nothing worse. Obviously, we've obviously on the course, I've probably told you a few times, Max, some of the stories, and I've had lads on the courses just go, well, actually, I fell all the way through a roof. I'm lucky to be alive. I was, for example, one of the guys who's in bed for 2 years, pretty much in traction, thought they'd never walk again because of that fall. And it's just people got to look after themselves. Because the most important tool you've got, it's not your pressure washer, it's not your window cleaning kit, it's your body. You need to look after it. If you don't look after it, you won't be earning any money. So that's the most important rule. Take your time, look after yourself.
Definitely. As well as ourselves. And the customer, well, yeah, as well as ourselves and the customer's property, there's the members of public, and there's all. I mean, I'll be first to say I'm more worried about everyone else around me than myself, especially at the beginning. But I think on the course, it was either yourselves or one of the participants who, well, the participants who said about 10 grand's worth of fish in the next door neighbour's pond at ten.
The fish. Yeah, it's the drift, obviously, from that, the chemicals. I think it was hypo was going to go across. Obviously, it was going into the pond. It's a massive environmental factor. The word biocide, the word side, so you think of homicide, suicide, genocide, seaside. No, that's a joke. All the words side, it's a kill. It's a kill. So you think of obviously that chemical, it's obviously entering a waterway. It's going to kill things in there. It's designed to obviously kill, and that's the thing. It's scary that that people still don't understand. Obviously, Section 118 of the Water Industry Act 1991, chemicals should be not entering drain systems without obviously sort of effluent systems or anything without permission. Which again, is very hard to do for a roving activity like driveway cleaning to get permission. It's just everyone needs to be a bit more sensible and think a bit more about what their actions could cause. It's one of these things. We've got to look after the planet. The planet's looked after us, so we've got to show a bit of respect and not throw chemicals down drains.
Yeah, I agree. I do trying to be a bit more light-hearted here. I'm trying to think of any funny stories. Have you had any funny comments on Facebook or random bits of advice that you've seen or anything that is a bit more light-hearted? I mean, I suppose it's not when it comes to the hazards that are involved in this kind of thing.
There's nothing fun about health and safety, Max. No, it's sort of interpretations. It's very much obviously people get confused about chemicals and they get themselves a bit confused. I'd say yeah, they sort of they say the wrong chemical name and it's people's knowledge. It's sort of Chinese whispers where someone tells someone something and by the time it comes to you and they say it on Facebook, it's gone through so many people. It's that's not even true. And they're like, well, how do you know? Because I started that rumor. I said that comment. So it's not, you've totally watered it down. So it is quite funny. It's one of those ones where the information's out there. There is no sort of book, the book of soft washing. The information, the regulations, it's all out there available. It's obviously people just got to do a bit more research and look into it or speak to people like myself if they're looking for some consultancy and training. And put them in the right direction, really. There's so many things can go wrong, but there's so many good things as well. It's doing things that you feel comfortable. I'd never try and attempt something that I wasn't comfortable with. Obviously, chemicals used, for example, we talk about HF, hydrofluoric acid. That to me is just if anyone's ever watched Breaking Bad, obviously the bath scene. That's the stuff we're talking about. Predominantly used, obviously, for people removing carbon, efflorescence. It's not a pleasant chemical, not one that I'd obviously go out my way to use.
Is
It's
that the one that if it's absorbed in your skin, it can give you really bad farts?
the one that gives you big bad
Yeah.
farts. No, not that one.
Well, no, I was speaking to a guy who does a lot of carbon cleaning, that kind of stuff, and he said Yeah, he's like, make sure, he's like, your missus won't be happy that tonight if you do use that. And I said, why? And he said, oh, well, when it gets into my skin, it digests him through my system into my bloodstream. It gives me really bad acid farts. That's what he said. I was thinking, well,
Really?
yeah, that's what he said. That's what he said. But he was a nice
That's
guy,
not.
but I was thinking, flipping out, what's that doing to your insides? Being
Yeah.
absorbed through your skin in shorts,
Oh
wearing
yeah.
shorts and t-shirts, applying that.
Oh no, not for me. No, it's a definite no-no and everything like that.
I'm
It's
trying.
yeah.
No, it's good, Chris, and I do appreciate your time today because I know you're a busy man. Have you got
Nice.
any other messages that you want to get out there?
The message I've got is I think really that everyone needs to obviously remember is be nice. Be nice, especially on the forums, because unfortunately I think it's there's a lot of people out there being horrible and being vile to people that started in, we all started somewhere.
Yeah.
And people are asking questions and you can obviously go, yeah, this is where you probably find the information. I'm not saying don't, it's all about spoon feeding, but everyone needs to be a bit nicer to everyone. I think sometimes it just gets a bit no need and words across the screen that really can be quite hurtful. And I think everyone needs to obviously sort of take a bit of time and help each other out a bit. I think that's the best way. We're all in the same industry and people sort of respect and help each other. It would just be a nicer place, really. Sort of working more as a team than obviously against each other.
Definitely. One thing I've seen actually, a bit of advice recently, someone put in don't piss in a biocide container. And
No.
yeah, that's what he did. And anyway, that was one of the bits of advice. He was like, this is to be funny though, he said, but his old boy was burnt for about 8 weeks. That
Yeah,
is
it's
savage.
yeah, it's again obviously that and hypocontainer as well. I've known people who do that as well, and it's yeah. So basically, don't pee in anything really is probably the best advice we can give each other on that one.
Yeah,
That
if you're thinking on that, that's the message we're getting out there. Now, one other thing I was going to ask, I was going to ask on the Softworth group recently, they put about forecourt training,
yes,
and I know obviously you don't offer it, but you're championing it. So what?
yeah.
I mean, for me, I can guess what it is, but I
Yeah.
haven't looked into it fully. How would that benefit someone? What kind of training is that?
So working obviously on a petrol forecourt, obviously you think about that as a high hazard environment. You think about obviously it's sparks or anything along those lines.
Yeah.
Obviously you've got fuel, thousands of litres of petrol there. So SPA forecourt training basically is a 2-day course where it's a training obviously how to safely work on those petrol station forecourts. Which is it's for me, I love a training course. I'd go on a training course every day because I love to learn something new. Many years ago, I was asked to clean some petrol forecourts, and I said no. I said I haven't got the relevant training, and I won't do it. So this has come along. It's up based up in the course is actually being held in Reading. And I thought, yeah, I'd be interested in that because there is some potential work out there, and it's also it's the fact being safe, insurance point of view as well. It's being having the right training because a lot of insurance companies could turn around and go, well, you've never declared that you're going to work on a petrol forecourt. And also, can you prove you're competent? And the only way to prove your competence, obviously, do a job, I would say, is obviously a training accreditation or a training cert, say, I actually trained. Because obviously, you can say you're trained, but if you need to prove it in a court of law, you can say, well, actually, I have been trained. So it's hence obviously doing this sort of SPA training because I know a lot of the lads have obviously asked about, they're being asked to obviously do jobs.
Yeah.
And it's a great opportunity for everyone to, if everyone can get a few of the sort of soft washing lads together, it'd be a good crack, really. And it's a good, interesting course, really. And knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. No one can say they know everything. And I'm looking forward to coming away from that course. And go, yeah, I've learned something new. Funny enough, many moons ago, talking obviously petrol forecourts, I actually worked down at Esso Forley in towards Southampton, which is an oil refinery. And obviously, everyone thinks I'm bad with health and safety. They want to spend a day in Forley Refinery.
Really?
It's you write a risk assessment pretty much to get out of your vehicle to walk anywhere. It's that sort of
Flipping
intense. It's so it's it was an interesting experience, obviously working for that period down there. But it's yeah, different world of obviously health and safety. It's yeah, so obviously working on a petrol forecourt, quite similar risks. I was going with sparks, etc., and obviously you've got the machinery there.
spells.
Spills. It's one of them. So it's another little course to go along to. It's knowledge is power.
Definitely. Here's one thing that's come into my head that you taught me is obviously you've taught me lots of things, but it might be a misconception out there. People shouldn't really be advertising legally to kill the moss on the roof. Is that right?
No, they
Yeah.
shouldn't be. Killing moss should not be done by biocide. Biocide is not designed to obviously been produced to obviously kill biocide. Sorry, to kill moss. So to obviously deal with that, you need a herbicide to obviously deal with moss. So to obviously apply herbicide, you need to do your PA1 and PA6A training, which is held by agricultural colleges or ProGreen, which I did my course there. Fantastic company to deal with on the training. So now legally, obviously, I've had training and I've passed, from which obviously I can apply a herbicide for monetary gain. A lot of people go, yeah, it's not a problem. I was going to put some weed killer down that job beforehand. If something was to go wrong,
They're not
you would
covered.
be you're not covered by insurance. Again, if some animals hurt, and that's what I say to people: if you can do something, make sure you've got the training to obviously cover yourself. And again, with the moss, don't biocide it if it's really that bad and you can't physically remove it. First of all, get obviously a landscaping contractor when he's got the correct training, them the PA1 and PA6A, and get them to do it if it's that sort of job. Or
Do it
I recommend
yourself.
going do yourself, go on the training, go on the training. It's a great training, it really is, and it's there's a lot of crossover between that and biocide. And I think people need to start looking a bit more towards that with obviously the use of chemicals and using it safely and keeping a register obviously where they're using biocides, which I've always said to people you should do. It's the right way, but it's a great course. It's one of those ones again, it's just covering your ass. This industry is all about doing everything by the book and covering your ass because, say, for example, you've killed someone's cat, that's not going to be good for business because you put some weed killer down.
Yeah,
It,
exactly.
it, it's one of those your reputation is done and your insurance company probably won't pay out because you've not declared you'll be using a weed killer or a herbicide or a pesticide. And that's the thing. It's all about doing things the right way. It's being professional.
Definitely. Right, Chris, I just want to say, I know we said this would be 30 minutes and we've gone way over, so
That's
thank
fine.
you again. I feel
No,
like
thank you.
when I'm asking these questions as well, I'm not doing the people a justice who are listening because your knowledge is it's just so up there. It's so advanced on soft washing. Potentially, I'll gather some more questions from this now. People have got an introduction from you, and maybe do one in the future when we've got some more
Yeah, love
in
to.
industry questions. And I know people, if they have got questions for you, they can contact you. You're looking at, like you said earlier, doing your consultation works, you're going out and working one-on-one or with small teams or small businesses. How can people contact you? What's the best way? And
I'd say the best way is obviously drop me a message on Facebook. Is probably the best way, really. Obviously, Christopher Cloak. There's a photo, obviously, a cherry picker in the background. I'd say it's probably the best way at the moment to contact me. That then I can obviously we can have a phone call, have a chat, and sort of take it further. Really, if people obviously want further training, a bit of consultancy, but. Any other questions? If it's something I can answer, it's simple. I can do a little post, obviously, on like one of the sort of Facebook pages. And yeah, I could stand here talking all day, Max, as you well know. I don't shut up.
no,
It's a good thing, but it's a bad thing sometimes. But yeah, if I can help anyone out, I'd love to help people because I just want people to be safe and legal, and obviously get home safe at the end of the day.
it's a good strong message, and doing good karma, putting good karma out there into the world. It's gonna repay back. If people want
Absolutely.
to, I don't know if you want me to say this or not. If people want to put a face to the name and to your voice, they can go on to Channel 4, can't they, and see a little show you might have been involved in.
Yeah, they can. I was on E4, which they
E4.
did re E4. So I was on Come Dine with Me 2 years ago, but they did repeat it twice this year. So I'd still say it's relevant. It was a great little bit of fun, obviously, to do in between. I think we're in a lock. I don't know
Hey, you won
what
it,
lockdown
didn't
we're on.
you? You won it.
Yes, so on
Being
it. It
so
was
modest, so modest.
hard work. It was hard. Honestly, it's a sort of start from like 11 o'clock. Do your menu reveal. Then you from 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're there till 2 o'clock in the morning. We were doing obviously a neutral location, so it's hard work. But it's my passion. Apart from obviously looking at algae and mold and moss at 4 o'clock in the morning is cooking. I absolutely love cooking. I've been in the kitchen this morning getting everything ready. I've just been out doing some surveys, and I've just come back and started marinating some lamb for some a lamb curry that I'm doing tomorrow. So
Very
it's
nice. Very
all go
nice.
go.
Amazing. Well, you've inspired me to go and finally watch it. I think I've watched a little bit of it, and I'll
You've not watched all of it. Well,
no,
I'm
no.
quite
Well,
disappointed, to be honest, mate.
I'll be I know, I'm sorry. I don't know why I haven't actually. I don't really watch a lot of telly, but I definitely what I've watched like the first half of it. Well, that might have been a clip of it on your Facebook. But yeah, I need to go and catch up on that, and I can go to
Worth a watch, mate. It's fun.
you know when I don't know if you do this, but most people I do know. You know when you're driving past the house with the missus and you go, I've cleaned on that house, I've cleaned that roof, or I've cleaned them windows, which is sad. I'll be able to say, I spoke to Chris today when I was sat watching him on the telly. Spoke
Brilliant. It's
to him
yeah. To be
today.
honest, I divert at my way sometimes just to drive past houses I've done to look at the roof, look at the render.
See how it's getting on.
It's just to do it, and it's
It's in your blood. It's in your
yeah,
veins.
it's in my blood. Just like to see how it's getting on, and it's just the passion behind it, really.
I'm sad as well, mate. I'll wake up in the morning and just have them random customers and thoughts and think that. I think, oh, I wonder how Mrs. Jones' patio is doing now that biocide's kicked in yet. I do think them things. Well, no, Chris, thank you very much for your time. And
Brilliant, mate.
yeah, I'm sure people will be in touch, and we'll catch up
Yeah,
soon.
fantastic.
Cheers,
Lovely. Good
Chris.
speaking, my friend.
Cheers, mate.
Right, cheers.
Bye.